Three nursing homes plan to shut down in Humboldt County in the near future, and in a county with a smallish population, three is a significant number. Losing those three homes will seriously cut the number of nursing home beds available in the county and will force some senior citizens to seek care in places outside the county. The reasons for the proposed shutdowns are complicated, and several reporters have been digging into the facts and claims for a while now. They include Linda Stansbury, who works for the North Coast Journal. She's taken a close look at the announced closures at Eureka, Pacific, and Seaview Rehabilitation and Wellness Centers, and she's our guest this morning on The Exchange. Linda, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So, you know, obviously there are many kinds of senior facilities out and about there. These are, in fact, nursing homes, so this is a more elevated level of care?
Right. The term actually is skilled nursing homes, so they're for people who need skilled nursing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So is this a fairly expensive care?
I would say yes, although for the bulk of people, Medi-Cal or Medicare will cover their care.
Okay. So what kinds of situations lead to people needing to be in skilled nursing? I mean, for example, you introduce us to Marie White and the story that came out a couple of days ago. What was her situation?
Ms. White is legally blind, and she was suffering a little bit from sundowner syndrome. So it's a very early form of dementia in which around the time the sun went down, she'd be having trouble with confusion and memory loss. And her family thought it was best that she receive more hands-on care.
All right, so she's the kind of she's already moved out of the county, I understand, right?
Well, that's correct. Her son moved her down to Fort Bragg last month.
Mm-hmm. So, what was the situation? What kind of notice did Eureka Pacific and Seaview give to tenants, and what's the official reason given for needing to shut these places down?
Well, first of all, I'd like to clarify. Also, there are three homes that are shutting down. They are owned by one company and managed or receive administration help from a different company. The company that owns them is a chain called Breas Healthcare, mm-hmm. and they made the administrative decision to shut these facilities down. And they also own two other facilities in the region, so five overall, and they have basically a monopoly on skilled nursing care in Humboldt County. Now, the news broke in July. It leaked, in effect, to the press that they might be shutting down three of these facilities. And they claim that they had lost, this company claimed that they had lost around $5 million in the last 18 months and alluded to the idea that this was due to paying for registry nurses from out of the area because they couldn't find sufficient skilled nursing care inside Humboldt County.
All right. So it's just a shortage of people, they're saying then.
Right, and this is well documented in Humboldt County. We lost a nursing program through Humboldt State University a few years ago, and since that time, we've had a real vacuum of medical professionals in the county.
Was it College of the Redwoods? Did they come up with a nursing program when Humboldt shut down?
College of the Redwoods does have a nursing program, although there's a very long wait to get into that program, so the pipeline is just kind of backed up right now.
Okay. So it is Breas that owns the facilities, but is it Rockport Healthcare that manages them?
Well, that's a question that's come up since this article came to print, because technically, as I go through the paperwork on the state website for these facilities, they list themselves as not having a management company. And when I asked their public relations person, he stated that Rockport provides administrative help to these companies. So right now there's a question of if they're not technically the management company for these facilities, are they allowed to actually close the facilities because they initially made the announcement of the closure?
So it is Rockport that's doing the workings with state regulators?
Yes, they filed the initial paperwork for closure with the state.
We're talking to Linda Stansbury at the North Coast Journal about the proposed shutdown of healthcare facilities, skilled nursing facilities in Humboldt County, which would make a serious dent in the number of beds available. You can join us if you have some insight to the situation in Humboldt. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. How many beds are we talking about taking out if these places do close, and what percentage is that of the bed total in Humboldt County?
We're talking about over half of the total beds in Humboldt County. So they own There are 450 skilled nursing beds in the entire county, and only 8 of them are outside of this monopoly. And those 8 are in southern Humboldt, and they have a very long waiting list. So the closure would mean the loss of 258 total beds.
Wow. So well more than half. Yeah, that's a big chunk. So give us an idea, Linda, of the situation that leads to one company owning so many facilities. I guess it's certainly not against the law, but is it unusual to have one company owning so many facilities in so concentrated an area?
Actually, yes, it is. And this is something that I've been hearing from Partnership Healthcare Plan of California, the company responsible for administering Medi-Cal to this area, is that it is a very unique situation for them to have a monopoly here. And the reason that they own all 5 facilities is they were actually owned by a different company prior to that. And in 2011, that company was hit with a class action lawsuit over understaffing. And they were ordered to have more severe audits of these facilities to make sure they're properly staffed, and then also to pay out quite a large amount of money to people affected by understaffing. Now, at the 11th hour, this company, Bria, stepped in and bought all 5 facilities, and that allowed them to sidestep the circumstances of that original lawsuit. So the auditing, they weren't required to comply with this more severe auditing, and also the patients involved in the settlement didn't receive the full amount of reimbursement.
Oh, so just a change in owners then made the difference in what the stipulations of the lawsuit delivered.
Exactly. And now, I wrote a story about these facilities back in July 2015 because they stopped accepting patients for quite a few months that year. And ever since I wrote that story, I've been getting calls, I would say, on a weekly, monthly basis from patients, from families, from staff members who are complaining about understaffing. So for me, that makes the claim of the owners of this facility or the management company of this facility that they're struggling to pay their bills because they have to pay for skilled nursing staff from out of the area. It doesn't seem to match up to me because I'm hearing a lot of stories about patients suffering from understaffing.
So, and among other things, I noticed that the CEO at Rockport Healthcare, which is involved in management, although a little less clearly than it was a few days ago maybe, is blaming the marijuana industry in part for the staffing shortfall?
Exactly. In fact, one of the things that I heard is that in a closed-door meeting, he actually said that his staff members were being approached in the parking lots and offered jobs trimming marijuana, which, again, doesn't ring true to me.
All right. You say in your article that your research into the reasons given for the proposed shutdown at Eureka, Pacific, and Seaview show that this is entirely avoidable. And how would that be avoidable? I mean, what are some of the things that might have been done or that you see that have been done that don't necessarily add up to a shutdown?
Well, there are a couple things to sort through here. First of all, right now the company is laying the blame on Partnership Healthcare, which is, again, the company that's responsible for bringing in for administering Medi-Cal dollars. To these facilities and saying that they're not being paid enough by Partnership Healthcare to properly reimburse staff.
Is Partnership the Area Agency on Aging or something like that?
No, Partnership Healthcare is, they administer Medi-Cal.
Okay.
Area 1 Agency on Aging is an advocacy group.
Okay.
So, but what we're seeing in figures is that Partnership Healthcare is actually reimbursing these facilities above what the state mandates for this region. So they're not under reimbursing. Also, there's a surprisingly large amount of money being paid by these facilities back to the ultimate CEO of Brias, or back to companies that he's associated with. So while they may have lost a certain amount of money, or they say they have a unsustainable combined loss of $1.5 million, which is in 2015, every year the owner of these facilities takes out around $800,000 per facility back in lease payments. So he's essentially leasing these properties back to himself. He also owns a medical supply company, and he's supplying all of the medical supplies to these facilities. So while these facilities on paper look like they're losing money, their owner is profiting off them. And just looking at the financial statements for the last 2 years, I know that in 2015, they almost halved the number of patients that they took in while they were negotiating reimbursement rates with partnership, yet the amount of money that they continued to pay to their CEO stayed static, and the amount of supplies that they bought from their CEO's company stayed static. Just doesn't add up to me.
So the company claims to be losing money, but the CEO of the company is making money off of this by having the company actually pay him personally?
Yes, that appears to be the case. When I looked at their line item statement under the section called Related Party Transactions, which is kind of like a fiscal conflict of interest statement, so it's how much companies are paying back to subsidiaries or related companies. What I saw is that in the 2014 fiscal year, they actually paid around, combined these five facilities, paid around $4.6 million back into companies that were owned or affiliated with their CEO.
And that's Shlomo Rechnitz?
That's correct. Now, Mr. Rechnitz owns around 80 skilled nursing facilities in Humboldt County. He has an annual revenue of...
In Humboldt County or California?
Excuse me, in California. He has been listed as... the state and also some advocates have identified him as a serial violator of rules and regulations, health and safety codes, in his facilities. And actually, a couple of years ago, the federal government took a rather drastic step of decertifying three of his facilities due to problems with health and safety violations for his patients. And he makes $3 billion a year.
$3 billion with a
B? $3 billion with a B.
Wow. We are talking to Linda Stansbury. She's a reporter with the North Coast Journal, talking about the proposed shutdown for three senior nursing facilities in Humboldt County, Eureka, Pacific, and Seaview, and all of the things that she has discovered that factor into the decision. You can join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. What kinds of responses have you gotten to entreaties to try to speak to Mr. Rechnitz or his associates?
I haven't been able to speak to Mr. Rechnitz directly. His company does use a public relations firm, so I have been in company with his public relations person. And most of the points he made, I don't think that they really change the facts of the story. I do expect to be in communication with them in the future. One of the things that their public relations person mentioned is that their CEO doesn't request any more on those lease payments than he paid to the previous owner. I asked them to please supply me with the name of the previous owner and that dollar amount. They refused. The company has also placed several full-page advertisements in a local newspaper. Again, referencing Partnership Health Plan, the local Medi-Cal distributor, and saying that they don't want to close, that Partnership Health Plan needs to step up, do its job, and protect our patients. But going through these advertisements line by line, I'm finding a lot of inconsistencies. Just for one, they mentioned that the Partnership Healthcare Plan is sitting on a lot of money in reserve, and their board members just rewarded themselves with a substantial increase in its pension benefits. Partnership, for its part, says as a nonprofit, their board doesn't actually receive pension benefits. So I called a board member, and he clarified, no, they don't receive pension benefits. So I asked the spokesperson for Brias or Rockport, if he could clarify why he said the Partnership Health Plan had done this thing that I couldn't substantiate. And he said that they'd seen a memo to that effect. I asked them to send me the memo, and he hasn't gotten back to me on that. So I don't really feel like I'm getting substantial answers to my questions.
So Bria/Rockport had made some claims before about needing more money out of Partnership. This is not a new thing. And had Partnership responded by upping the reimbursement rates?
That's correct. Partnership did up their reimbursement rates last year. They upped their reimbursement rates across their network in Northern California, which they've told me is just best practices. So if they increase the reimbursement rates for one entity, they increase it across the board. So it would be quite a chunk of change for them. And they increased those reimbursement rates by 2%, and then they offered another 2% reimbursement raise if these facilities could meet some benchmarks for quality of patient care. Because what we're seeing right now is that there doesn't really seem to be a good mechanism of tying Medi-Cal reimbursement or taxpayer dollars into actual patient care. There's just doesn't seem to be a lot of oversight to make sure that money is actually going towards taking care of patients. So most of these benchmarks were things that are also required by the state, like low numbers of patient falls, low numbers of bed sores, low numbers of hospital admissions. But the company did not submit their information to Partnership by deadline in order to receive this money tied to quality of patient care.
All right, just a reset for our listeners. We're talking about the pending shutdown potentially of Eureka Pacific and Seaview Rehabilitation and Wellness Centers, skilled nursing centers in Humboldt County, which would knock the number of beds from 457 in the county to about 258. Or actually take 258 out of the 457, leaving roughly 200 beds in the county for skilled nursing care. Linda Stansbury is a reporter with the North Coast Journal. This is not going on in a regulatory vacuum. The California Department of Public Health has to sign off on shutdowns, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, and it has.
And so is there a deadline specific, or is everything still charging forward?
I'm hearing a lot of differing numbers on that. I know that the patients and their families were also hearing a lot of different dates, which was distressing for them. Right now, what I'm understanding is that these facilities will complete shutting down in early March.
All right. So that's not a great amount of time to try to find other homes for people. And as you pointed out, Humboldt County not blessed with lots of skilled nursing home beds. And we'll have many fewer if this comes to pass. So Marie White was the case we talked about early on. She's already been moved down to a different county. And have you found other patient families doing the same sort of thing?
I personally have not, but there are a couple of organizations locally that have been negotiating or counseling these families, including the Area 1 Agency on Aging and California Advocates for Nursing Home Reform. And they're doing their best to educate patients and families on their rights in terms of relocation, because there are some legal guidelines for this that they might not be aware of.
Has anyone broached the possibility of another entity either taking over management or taking over ownership of these homes so that they could stay open?
Well, this is another interesting point, because when this news first broke, again in July, Rockport Management, who, again, we now know is not actually managing the facilities, said that they had offered the facilities for free to any takers, but no one wanted them because they couldn't make profit on them. So this appears to be an incomplete version of the truth. What we understand is from a public records request that I recently did, and I'm now sorting through that material, is that they offered the businesses and the licenses for free, but the physical ground on which these facilities are comes attached to a price of $32 million. for all five facilities. We do know that Partnership was potentially negotiating to buy the facilities so they could keep them open. However, they couldn't afford to buy all five, and the company refused, Breas refused to sell them just one or two because then they would be in competition.
All right. So is the price rather high, does it seem? I don't know if you've had a chance to compare what nursing homes go for on the open market.
No, that's something that we're looking into right now. We hope to talk to a commercial real estate developer and figure out how reasonable that is. We do know that right now housing and land prices in Humboldt County are rather high.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that there was a protest on Thursday at Pacific. I'm not sure how big a crowd showed up, and you had some legislators involved. Does there appear to be anything making any difference in what the proposed outcome is at this point?
I really couldn't say. I know that a lot of these conversations between legislatures and the company in Partnership are taking place behind closed doors, so I'm not sure what those conversations look like. I think that the question for most people at this point is whether or not this is a model of senior care or skilled nursing care that we want to sustain, whether we want for-profit companies to maintain homes like this.
All right, and Breas is the company that owns these facilities, Eureka Pacific and Seaview, with a planned shutdown. Linda Stansberry has been covering the story for quite some time now for the North Coast Journal. Linda, good job, and thanks for joining us today on The Exchange.
Thanks for having me.
All right, take care.